A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Ayin Tes, Yuma 79A, pagination page 157. Our Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, which was Ayin Gimel Amid Bey 73B, told us that the amount of an eating Yom Kippur, Shabbos, the amount of an eating Yom Kippur violation is koseves hagasa, a large date. And this was a known quantity, and eating that amount would be considered the biblical violation of eating on Yom Kippur. Even eating less than that is forbidden, but it's not the Yom Kippur violation associated with kares, with the classic violation. Now, normally, when it comes to eating things, the typical amount that's considered a portion is a kezias, an olive size. And it's based on the size of an olive that we have, for example, the amount of matzah and maror that we eat by the Pesach Seder. It's the amount that we consider, as we'll discuss later in the session on Amud Beis, that's considered the amount that's a portion that requires Birchas HaMazon to bench. So every time we eat challah, it's based on kezias. Where do we come to this concept of koseves hagasa, which is more than a kezias, the amount of a date? So the Gemara over here on Ayin Tes tells us, right in the middle of the page, in the middle of the line, Kim lehu l'rabbanon, the rabbis understood, de b'hochi mesva daite, that this amount of koseves hagasa gives a certain amount of yishev hadas, of satisfaction. Botzer mehochi lo mesva daite, and less than that does not give satisfaction. So as far as a portion goes, you know, like in a pharmacy, how much is a teaspoon? So there's an amount, and that's called eating. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's not just a matter of eating, it's a matter of ve'inisem es nafshoseichem, were you still in the status of being afflicted, or was that affliction alleviated by what you ate? And what Chazal are telling us is that it's possible for someone to eat a portion of food, meaning a kezias, and still be in the status of affliction unless they actually eat as much as a koseves hagasa, the size of this date. Now, the Gemara wonders how much exactly is koseves hagasa. Is it more or less than a kibetza? A kibetza, the amount of an egg, is considered the size of two olives, two kizesim. And again, which type of egg and which type of olive? These are all legitimate questions which are clarified in halacha. Eggs, for example, come in many different sizes: small, medium, large, extra large, jumbo. They're different sizes, and you have to know which type of egg, and likewise which type of olive we were talking about. But given all that, in terms of the ratios, there's kezias, and twice of a kezias is a kibetza, and we want to know where koseves hagasa falls in to those measurements. The Gemara on Amud Beis tells us, counting up from the wide, about seven lines, the first word on the line is piri, and then Rav Zavid says, koseves hagasa sha'omru, the koseves hagasa that was described by our Mishnah, chasera mikibetza, it's a little bit less than a kibetza. So now we know, Rav Zavid is telling us, where this koseves hagasa falls in. Take a look at an interesting proof that's brought, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 8 lines. The last word on the line is Ella. Ella mehacha, from here you can bring a proof that Koseves Hagasa is just a little bit less than a Kebetza. Ad kamo mezamnin. How much does a person have to eat to be included in a mezumen, and likewise considered eating enough that he's required to recite Berachas Hamazon, grace after meals? And the machlokas is ad kezayis divir Reb Meir, until a kezayis, that's the amount according to Reb Meir, that's the way we paskin. Reb Yehuda omer ad kebetza, and Reb Yehuda says, no, it has to be a kebetza. But my komifligi, the Gemara says, what are they arguing in? And the Gemara tries to base it on a pasuk. Reb Meir sava v'achalta zuachila, when it says the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, that you should eat v'savata, and you'll be satisfied zushasiya, that refers to drinking. V'achila be'kezayis. And Reb Meir says, eating is a kezayis. So the pasuk says, ve'achalta ve'savato ve'rachta, you will eat, you will drink, and you should bench. So it's talking about a kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda sova, and Rabbi Yehuda says, ve'achalta ve'savato, you will eat, you will be satisfied. Achila sheyesh ba sevi, it's talking about eating in a way of satisfaction. Ve'ezeh ze kebetza, that's the amount of a kebetza. So bottom line, we have two ways of looking at the pasuk. Reb Meir is telling you that it's a kezayis. Reb Yehuda is telling you v'savata requires more than a kezayis. It requires a kebetza. Says the Gemara. V'isakadaitach kosevas hagasa sh'amru yiseira mikebetza. Imagine if you would think that this large date is an amount more than a kebetza, then the measurements don't make any sense. Hashta kebetza sivui misava. From a kebetza, you're called satisfied. Daita lo mesva. And you're going to tell me that he didn't have a degree of satiation even after he was satisfied? He has to eat more for kosevas hagasa? Clearly, the amount of kosevas hagasa, which is going to take you out of inoy, out of affliction, has to be less than the amount that's going to be required for visavata to be satiated. Obviously, coming out of affliction comes first, and then you could, after that, become satiated. Elalav shmami, no, it must be kosevas hagasa sha'amru pachas mikibetza. The amount of kosevas hagasa is clearly less than a kebetza. Kebetza mesava. If you ate as much as a kebetza, then it's going to be satisfying. Kichoseves, but already when you eat the large koseves, that's enough to be mesva daite, to be experiencing some level of satisfaction that will take you out of the inui, the affliction status. So what we know from this Gemara is that there's an amount called kezayis, which is a portion. For inui yom ha-kippurim, to undo the inui, is going to be kosevas hagasa, which is more than a kezayis. And even more than a kosevas hagasa, at least by a little bit, is going to be a kebetza, which is the amount that Rabbi Yehuda maintains is the pasuk ve'achalta v'savata uveirachta, that you're satisfied. That's achieved minimally with a kebetza. Now, our Gemara seems to indicate that they're learning it out of a pasuk as if it's a deoraisa. In reality, the way it's taken in halacha, partly based on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf Amid Beis, in which Hashem acknowledges how dedicated the Jews are, and he says, I only required them to bench if they're satisfied, and they're makbid on themselves until a kezayis and a kebetza. The Gemara is inferring that Hashem only required satisfaction, but we do it midrabanan, kezayis and kebeya. And that's how it's taken lahalacha, that kezayis is midrabanan. And it would play itself out if a person's unsure if he benched properly. You want to know if you're dealing with a biblical requirement to bench or a rabbinic requirement to bench. So we paskin kezayis is derabanan. As far as Yom Kippur, which was our original topic, so in halacha it's brought that if a chole, a sick person, has to eat on Yom Kippur, but wants to try to eat minimal amounts so that he's still within the range of inui, affliction, so then he should eat the amount that's two-thirds of a kebeya, because that will put him low enough in the amounts that he's clearly less than the koseves hagasa that was described over here as the threshold for inui, because koseves hagasa is just a little bit less than a kebetza, and if you go as low as two-thirds of a kebetza, you'll for sure be in range or below range of the level of inui described regarding Yom Kippur. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.